I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever, and revealing them to mere children. Yes, Father, for that is what it pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, just as no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Shoulder my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Yes, my yoke is easy, and my burden light. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It is a very sad thing that people have become so influenced in their own individual lives. It is a trend which is growing, and everyone who is commentating on the state of our society confidently predicts that life will continue to get lonelier and lonelier for the foreseeable future. More and more people are living alone. Less and less people are finding it possible to make room in their lives for one another. The rate at which marriage breaks down continues to increase, and more people live alone in their houses than ever before. And this can't help meaning that people's concept of human life is changing. If you go to Africa and experience the way in which people think about being a human being, it's always a communal world. It's a family world, a tribal world. People know that the natural way to live is with others, and they consider it human to be the sort of person who can accept others, can make the little compromises that make life together possible. And if you grow up in that way, if you form your heart that way, community becomes more possible. But we've gone the other way. We're so interested in being an individual. We're so keen to separate ourselves from the others. And our heroes, people who have done that, have gone their own ways. I did it my way. Almost a religious anthem, people hide it in their cremations. As if they want to know their tombstones, that their uniqueness, individualism, was so rock hard to the end. And behind all this, there lurk other dangerous things. The belief, which is almost unquestioned now for most people, that there's no such thing as principles, morality, that you make your own mind up about what's right and wrong. That every time you pass an opinion or make a judgment, you have to qualify it by saying, for me, the way I see it, I believe. There's nothing absolute anymore. No one is allowed to speak for anyone else. No one is allowed to call anyone else, to judge anyone else. I'm desperately anxious not to be Tonight, we celebrate the presence in our human history of a person who is God. In the living of the life of Jesus, the Father revealed himself to the world in a way that is absolutely central, absolutely true, and absolutely vital for the future of mankind. We have an absolute reality. Jesus of Nazareth, who is God. And from that fact, from that precious cornerstone which is laid securely in our nature, all the building of our lives must relate. We are to be built on him, and so to be built by God. Like every structure is aligned on him, so the house grows. And from this flow, all kinds of other consequences. The love of God can live in human flesh. Then our lives are capable of receiving grace and mercy and salvation. And so we can ask ourselves for the great shared things, the gifts of life to live in us, truthfulness, mercy, gentleness, patience, the ability to love, the ability to belong, the worthiness to be trusted. We can ask of ourselves values which will incarnate grace of God in our lives. One of the most important things about the life of Jesus is his persistence. He came to be with us, and nothing could stir him from his task. And the way he preserved his saving love for us intact against all our refusals and all our condemnations shows us that the hand of God did not falter as he laid this founding stone of the new nature in our time. And so here is something that we can rely on, something that we can trust. An act of God which is as central as the moment in which he called the world into being. And in the heart of Christ, we contemplate the glory of God, spoken in the word that we can understand, revealed in the reality to which we can relate. And it's in the name of this appearing, this epiphany of the glory of God in human form, that we can look forward to our own salvation and propose to ourselves the same path of holiness that he took. constancy and perseverance of all who have promised their lives in love. Lord, in